Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
First dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? My dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day. 164 hours a week. 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's a top, 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 top player.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everyone makes mistakes, but he should be killed for that.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with... I'm sorry? Oh, okay, yeah, right, you are. All right. Yeah, Sandra, we're holding.
What's happening?
We're just overrunning on an interview with Phil Brown. He's probably laughing a lot. He loves laughing.
Yeah.
So.
Phil Brown is a proper football man.
Yeah, he is.
I'm honoured to be on a delay for him.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a top, proper lovely football man, you know. I think he's plugging a documentary for Channel 5 he's made about condiments.
Oh, finally. Someone's had the balls to do it.
Yeah.
What's it called? Brown sauce?
I don't know. I don't know what it's called, actually.
Getting saucy with brown Phil.
No, it's probably not that, actually.
Probably not that, no. But Phil Mustard.
Phil Mustard. He was a cricketer, so... I mean, why would Phil Brown present a show named after somebody else?
I had a fry-up with Sir Bobby Robson once. He had a Yorkshire pudding at breakfast time.
Mm.
And to me, that just showed me what the man was all about.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're not on air yet, Ian. Just save the gold for the air. How many times do I have to tell you that? You do a lot of the gold. You do a lot of the gold off the air.
And then
on the air, it's quite dead. It's quite dead what you're doing.
Sorry, no, it's my mistake. It's my mistake. I am full of gold. That's my problem, Anthony. I'm full of gold. And yet the after-dinner speaking circuit won't touch me.
Mm.
3 years doing the third most listened to sports breakfast show, a consummate professional, and yet they won't go anywhere. All the red talking lights on.
All right, you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles breakfast show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. And me, Anthony Richardson. The time is 9:03. So much coming up. Ian, how are we?
I had a fry-up with Sir Bobby Robson.
Recently?
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
Sadly, he's dead. But not from the fry-up, though he did have a Yorkshire pudding with it. It was a while between the Yorkshire pudding and him passing.
Right, OK, but, we're going to park that one. Coming up this morning, remember David Healy? The Northern Ireland legend wowed the crowds at Northern Ireland and... I seem to remember he played for Leeds, but now he's turned his attentions to rollerblade safety.
Too many children are hurting themselves doing roller skating. For fuck's sake, we need to slow those bastard wheels down. Jesus Christ.
And that really is an emotional listen. David speaks through experience. His kitchen window looks onto a skate park, and when he's washing up, he sees all sorts of accidents.
And that's the measure of the man, Anthony. He's a top, 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 top advocate for rollerblade safety. He was safety orientated on the field, certainly at club level, and it's great to see him transfer that passion to your roller booting and your inline skatings of this world.
Of this world. Bruno from Billericay agrees. He's texted us at 75358 to say, if David Healy saves just one child's life from faulty skate wheels, then he's done as much for this country as Uncle Tom. #LUFC. I knew he played for Leeds United.
That's class. Who's Uncle Tom?
I think he means captain. Sir Tom, the man who walked around his garden for COVID.
Oh yeah. He was a top fundraiser.
Top.
And what I say is, come on, Sadiq Khan, why aren't you making a firework of Captain Sir David Healy at New Year's Eve like you did for Colonel Sanders?
Rest in peace, David Healy. He'll be on the show at 11. More news, views, and yous after this. Here's Angelina with the travel.
Five Ankles Breakfast Show, sponsored by Flabby Ken's Building Supplies.
For the last time, we don't do scaffolding.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with Ian Five Ankles. Shout out to Nick from North Shields, who says, I'm a Newcastle fan, but that's class. Oh, thanks, Nick. Keep your texts coming in to 75358. It is class, isn't it, Ian?
It is class. I'm not actually sure what Nick from North Shields is referring to, but I have to agree with him. It's class.
A happy day, of course, today, as it's Friday.
Fridays are funny.
And only one day until the football. There is a Scottish Premiership match tonight, but the proper stuff kicks off tomorrow at 12:30. And our big preview show with Kitty Spink, that's Nigel Spink's daughter, and Ray Leopard is here at 1 to bring you all the action before it starts happening.
Always a relief when there's a game on a Friday night that you don't have to watch.
Mm.
It's like, I'm glad there's one happening. It's good for the game.
It's good for the game.
Don't feel you're missing out if it's a game in Scotland, because it simply doesn't matter. And especially so tonight, because I have a date.
A date?
Yeah.
Oh, you sly old dog. Ian Five Ankles.
Yep.
Who's it with? Have you been swiping right all week on that phone of yours?
Yes, I have. My poor wrist. It's with my ex-wife, actually, Denise. We matched on an app and I thought, do you know what? Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Let's roll back the years, the pleasant years at least, and get down to a Franco Manca just outside Hemel Hempstead that I know and love.
Well, Ian, actually, I think you may well be in luck today, because as you know, we have a new show sponsor, and this one might be right up your street.
Oh, right. Well, I have to say it's sad that Flabby Ken's Building Supplies have gone under.
Flabby Ken, and they were a top purveyor of your cements, your compounds, and your loft insulations of this world.
Of this world. Yeah, I actually bought a checked padded shirt from them, which I might wear tonight.
Well, it's just a shame they didn't do scaffolding. That was their downfall.
Yeah.
On Monday, though, we have a new show sponsor. It's Men Smooth.
That's so smooth.
It's intimate male grooming, Ian, with a football twist.
From landscaping to manscaping.
Well, Flabby Ken's didn't do landscape gardening, so that doesn't work, but I get the point, right. Ian. From Monday, you will be hearing this.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
in partnership with Men Smooth.
Get smooth with Men Smooth.
Oh, wow, that's good. That is good. I hope they don't go bust like Slappy Ken.
Well, Ian, you can get reassurances on that from the man in charge. Take a look under your desk. He is there right now. The man behind Men Smooth, he's right there under your desk.
Wow, Jesus, I thought that was a cat rubbing against me. Mate, what the hell are you doing
well,
down there?
Well, that is the CEO of Men Smooth. He's Jasper Rascal. Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, Mr. Boss Man, Jasper Rascal.
What? Why is he down there?
I think he's just finding a plug socket, I think, ready to do a product demonstration, Ian. There should be just one under there. Yeah, pop it on. It's under the desk. It's under the desk. Under the desk. Jasper, it's under the desk.
Yeah.
It's under the desk,
it's there,
Jasper.
Mate. It's just there.
It's under the desk.
Well, I mean, I've got to look good for my date with
Absolutely.
Denise tonight.
Absolutely, yeah, because the product demonstration is going to be on Ian Five Ankles. We are going to shave Ian live on air.
Great.
And you'll be shaved by none other than the Man Smooth CEO, Jasper Rascal. He's put all his bits and bobs on Ian's desk. I have to say, it's all very impressive, this kit, and it's just £600. Jasper Rascal, great. To have you on the show. I said, welcome, Jasper. Great to have you on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show in partnership with Men Smooth.
Yeah, well, it's Jasper. Still Gassy Ken's building supplies for another day, Anthony.
Welcome. That's... Welcome, Jasper.
Welcome.
Welcome, Right, okay, this is odd. I can't hear you at all, Jasper. Sandra, can we turn Jasper up at all? Can we just... Oh, we can't turn up Jasper because you're not talking. You're actually not talking,
well,
Jasper.
I can see his lips moving, Anthony, but there's no sound coming from them whatsoever. It's weird. I've never seen anything like this.
Jasper, do you know how to talk, Jasper? Do you know how to make sound pass out of your lips? No, he's mute. This is actually a medical thing that he's...
Amazing.
Right, well, he can actually hear us, though, can't he? You can hear us.
He's nodding his head. He can hear us.
Well, we'll deal with this as best we can for a radio show, folks. Keep your texts coming in to 75358. Have you ever met a mute person? And did they like football? Keep your texts coming in. Well, let me describe what Jasper's doing. He's got out a load of metal, what look like templates. They're stencils about the size of a post-it note, 92 of them according to the box, each a badge of a league football club. Ian, this is all the rage with footballers, isn't it? This hair grooming stencil thing, etching the club badge into the side of your head. I believe Ravel Morrison did it at one point in his career.
Absolutely, Anthony. It's all the rage. It's all the rage. Your footballer of this world likes to preen himself and show club loyalty at exactly the same time. And there's nothing more loyal than shaving the QPR badge onto the side of your bonce for 600 knockers. This shaver is a bargain.
And there's no one more loyal than Ravel Morrison. He must have got through a lot of the stencil. Which badge will you choose, Ian? Which badge are you going to choose for your bonds?
I'd say it's got to be West Ham, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The mighty Hammers.
New Irons.
Not because I'm a West Ham fan, far from it. They're actually one of my least favourite clubs, if truth be told. But because my ex, Denise, she is a Hammer. She's a Hammer, lifelong Hammer. And if this doesn't impress her, then nothing will.
Sorry, what's that, Jasper? Sorry, Ian. Jasper's waving. He's written something down. Okay. I understand. Okay, there has been some miscommunication here. So according to Jasper, Men Smooth does not scape your head or your beard. But are we allowed to say this on air? I'm not sure we can say this on a breakfast show. Well, we must be because we're sponsored by them as of Monday. But it does your pubes, Ian. It does your pubic region, your nethers, your thatch. This product is simply for the crotch.
Gosh, well, say what you want about Crabby Ken, but he never went downstairs.
It's a huge part of modern football, isn't it, Ian? Isn't it? Preening, it's preening, it's
I
preening.
It's a big thing, Anthony. But I tell you what, there's nothing new under the sun because all the footballers of the 70s and the 80s, they used to keep themselves trim downstairs as well. I think largely back then it was because the nylon shorts were that bit more unforgiving. I remember, for example, Eddie Newton got his tackle trimmed into the shape of a bulldog to commemorate the Queen's Golden Jubilee.
Yeah.
Which I thought was... Oh! So, Jasper, what are you doing?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. This man might be mute, but he's certainly got dexterous fingers. Ian, I think he's taking your trousers off.
He is, yep.
And, yep, he's leaving your socks on, but your shoes have come off.
I could have kept my shoes on, Jasper.
You're naked from the waist down. I've never seen this before. And he's getting ready. He is shaving that West Ham badge into your pubes. That's what's happening. Blimey. It's all the rage. It's Men's Matters. Ooh. It's Men's Health. Jesse Lingard's done it. It's Men's Hygiene.
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Anthony, his hands are freezing.
Keep your texts coming in at 75358. Ooh. Already you're texting us saying, this is class, this is class. And I tell you what, let's do something for charity. Let's do something fun. Let's do something virable. Let's auction off these clippers afterwards and send the money to help for Nero's.
Don't you mean Heroes?
No, I mean Nero's, the coffee chain. They're going through a tough time now that everyone's working from home.
Jasper, can you warm your hands up? Anthony, make him warm.
Can you warm your hands up there, Jasper, please?
Blow on your hands or something, Jasper.
That David Healy interview still to come. The Times 9:27. Here's Anita with your news update.
Sports Horn News.
Former Port Vale and England international, Jimmy Malthouse has died. He was 93. Malthouse was the oldest living former England international, winning 18 caps between 1948.
You okay, Ian?
I'm not going to lie, Anthony. I'm out of my comfort zone here.
Yeah.
I guess I'm doing this for charity.
You are doing it for charity.
I'm doing it mainly for Denise.
Well, you know, she is going to be impressed.
I hope so.
She's a lovely lady, don't get me wrong.
Thank you. Yes, I think so. But, Jasper, your bloody hands are so cold.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Keep your texts coming in to 75358. Dale from Coventry says, the manager hasn't got a clue. Ian, sentiments you share.
Well, yes, but let's be fair on this manager.
Oh, let's be fair.
I don't know which one Dale is referring to, but the players just aren't playing for him at the end of the day. And personally, I think he's a top man, whoever he might be. Just give him a chance, is what I'd say.
Jasper, that tickles. Oh, it sure does. It sure does. Wriggling around like a ferret on a fishing line.
Oh, my word.
Ah, but sad news as ex-England and Port Vale inside left centre. No, Timmy Malthouse passed away this morning. The oldest surviving member of the famed 1955 England side, which won the Home Nations Series for the 40th time in as many years. He died in his sleep, Ian. He died in his sleep.
Oh, dear, yeah. No, I'm not laughing at that. I know we're being sad, but it's hard when it tickles. It really tickles. He died in his sleep, you say?
He died in his sleep. He did not wake up.
Well, thank God for that. I mean, frankly, that's how I want to go. I do not want to be awake when the time comes, I can assure you. And let's hope when I do go, it's with my ex-wife.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say it live on air. I hope it's my future new wife. When I go, I hope it's with her by my side, together in death.
With the West Ham logo etched into your balls.
Absolutely, yeah. Together at the same time.
You could die at the same time.
That's what I'd like. But let me make it clear, I want it to be of natural causes. Mm. I don't want it to be like a homicide or something.
Yeah.
Kids breaking into my house. Don't want that. High on meth, like slashing away with a knife. I don't think that would be appropriate. What are they going to get at the end of the day? A bit of jewellery? Couple of DVDs, and I don't want anything like that. What I'd like is Denise and I to watch a film, to make love for the last time, and just never wake up. Jasper, your knuckles are quite scratchy. You know that, don't you?
Ian, Timmy Malthouse was a fine, fine player. He scored many fine goals, lifting an FA Cup with Port Vale back when that meant something.
Yeah, it's unfathomable that Port Vale were once anything other than irrelevance, isn't it? But actually, in those days, they were a top team. Timmy Malthouse was actually their top talisman. Stop it, Jasper. That really tickles you, naughty goose.
It says here he was 6'9" in his prime, but he hated spiders. He hated spiders.
Isn't it? He was only 4'9" towards the end, but he was a big strapping man, like you say, at his peak. And you're absolutely right. He hated spiders.
It's insane, isn't it?
I can't imagine. It's funny listening to the tales of old footballers.
Yeah, well, that's why
it?
I love history. Yes. Because you find out things like Timmy Maltdahl hated spiders. He hated a lot of things.
Yes, he did.
He hated the Eastern Europeans. Mm. He had no time for the travelling community either. But I think today is not a day to dwell on that side of his character. Today's a day to remember perhaps the finest inside-outside forward of his generation, who's dead.
Rest in peace, Timmy Malthouse. And rest in pieces, Ian Five Ankle's pubic hair. It's scattered all over the floor like hairy spaghetti under a toddler's high chair. Ian has men-smoothed his nether regions live on The Breakfast Show. Stand up, Ian, in all your glory. Stand up.
Thank you, Jasper.
You're just like Jesse Lingard. Just like Jesse Lingard.
I like to think so, yes.
top work, Jasper.
That is good work, fella. I'd say get that trimmer auctioned off at Costa. I can't actually see how does it look.
Okay,
Sandra, can I get a mirror? You're looking ashen faced. What's wrong,
Jasper? What club badge was that supposed to be, mate?
Was West Ham?
Yeah,
where Denise? He's a hammer. It's for tonight for the Franco Manca. What?
Okay,
why are you looking like that?
Right, there's
you're worrying me, Anthony. What?
There's no way to say this politely, Ian, but I don't know. I don't know what's happened, but it looks to me like that is it's an unmistakable political symbol there that's been etched
onto
your...
crossed hammers.
Well, no,
it's
because you were giggling too much. You were laughing and goosing around, Ian.
It's
and I think
to be
he's
up the irons,
well, no,
isn't
he's
it?
Up the irons. You were wriggling throughout, Ian. He's done the irons and then he's done some extra. That's a swastika,
no,
Ian. You've got
no,
a swastika on your crotch.
No, I cannot have a swastika on my crotch. I've got to be at the Franco Manca at 7. Jasper, mate, you've got to take this off. Remove this horror from my testicles right now.
You can't simply shave it off, Ian. You still see a faint Nazi indentation.
Well, wax it then.
Jasper, can you wax that, Jasper?
He's nodding. Right, thank goodness for that.
Ian Five Ankles is having a Brazilian live on air. Let us know your thoughts on 75358.
And warm your hands up, for God's sake, Jasper. Your circulation is a disgrace.
Brazil is the land of football, but is it the land of pubes? You tell us on 75358, and that David Healy interview coming right up. The time is 9:47.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. Y1 Question Time is a Stack production.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Your full English of sport.
Right, two questions. Is this waxing going to hurt?
Well, yes, it will hurt, Ian. Right, there's you can't deny that.
I'm not good with pain.
Well, you can't. I mean, I saw in your career that you did shy away from attacking. You can't shy away from this one because we've got a call coming up. Okay, we've got a 90-second call. Waxing takes roughly about 90 seconds, okay? So we've got a call. Let's get to a call, all right? And then you'll be ready to go and stop fretting, all right?
I'm very nervous about this. Okay. It's going to hurt.
Right,
Jasper,
90 seconds.
Put your hands under my armpits.
All right, we're going to go to a call, all right? Okay, let's take a caller. Laura, you're from Highbury. Laura.
Right. I wanted to talk about the huge mistake from the goalkeeper this weekend. He's had a nightmare. And look, I don't want to criticise, but this has been happening in the men's game for quite a while. And look, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
I'm not against men's football. I actually think it's, you know, it plays to quite a high standard.
Yeah, let's be fair. It's come on in leaps and bounds since the early 90s, hasn't it?
The problem, I'm afraid, is the goalkeepers.
Well, the keepers seem to be the weak link in men's football. No disrespect to them. No disrespect.
No disrespect at all. But it's clear that there's a gulf in class between them and the outfield players. And you look at some of their mistakes. It's just embarrassing. And it's difficult to take the sport seriously sometimes.
It's a bit of a stereotype, isn't it, of the men's game, Laura? I mean, perhaps they have less experience in this position, or maybe physically they're just not suited to the demands.
You know, it could be that mentally they can't cope. You know what men are like? They get distracted.
How do we solve this problem then, Laura? Because clearly the men's game will not progress until we do.
My simple suggestion is to make the goals smaller. The posts are simply too wide for these guys and make their gloves bigger as an action of last resort. Because really, until we make the goals smaller, then I'm afraid male goalkeepers will forever be found out. Oh, and also make their shorts tighter so that more people watch.
Thanks, Laura. Keep on having your say. We pour your passion on our cereal, this breakfast show. We really do. Ian, you've had that swastika waxed off. You're smooth as the day you were born. You're men smooth.
Men smooth.
Get smooth with men smooth.
Funnily enough, Anthony, I wasn't smooth at birth. I don't know if you know that about me. We've never really talked about my birth before. I actually had a thin layer of fuzz on my tummy, and it's a rare condition linked to the cigarettes my mum smoked throughout pregnancy.
The waxing has happened. How is the waxing? Does it feel smooth? Yoga Bonita, Ian. Is the beautiful game? Does it feel beautiful? Does it feel all Roberto Carlos?
No, in a word. Do you know what, Jasper? I'm sorry to put you through this, mate, but I'm afraid this is too smooth.
Right.
You've gone too far the other way.
If anything, Jasper has waxed you too well.
Yeah, I'm smooth as an egg down there. And I think it's too smooth as crotches go. Look, Anthony, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Jasper is a top cosmetic technician, and he's a very sensitive applicator of aloe vera. But look, I have a dalliance with my ex-wife Denise tonight at Franca Manca, and if I turn up bald as a coot downstairs, she's going to think I've Benjamin buttoned my way back to being a prepubescent child. I mean, that's going to be a turn-off for her, I'm sure. You've met her. She's no nonsense.
She's no nonsense.
She's old school.
She's old school. She's West Ham.
Yeah, she wears her heart on her sleeve.
She's Mark Noble, but feminine.
She's going to need pubes, Anthony. She's going to need pubes.
I've always said about Denise, she's a top lady. And I mean that respectfully.
Well, yeah.
I mean that respectfully. Jasper, how can we sort this out, Jasper? I tell you what, have we got any glue? Let's sweep up some of the pubic hairs off the floor and we'll glue them back onto
There's
Ian
so
Five Ankles
on
Nethers in time for his date with Denise at Franca Manca just outside Hemel Hempstead. Jasper is going to men smooth them right back onto you on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Just before our big interview with roller skating safety enthusiast David Healy.
A child gets hurt in a roller skating accident every fucking week. That's one too many.
Thank you, Sandra. Nice one. Thank you. Okay, there's a Pritt stick. Jasper, let's get pubing.
Right, can I just say I don't want the West Ham badge. I think the time for that has passed.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
After what went wrong last time.
Let's stay clear of that. All right, let's have a rummage through these templates. We've got 92 to choose from. We've got Reading FC.
No.
Coventry City.
No.
the Derby County badge. Let's go for Watford. Watford Moose. What about that one?
Hello.
Watford Moose.
That's a there top, top badge, Anthony. Yeah. And Franco Manca and Hemel Hempstead is just a stone's throw from Vicarage Road. So, yeah, I'm in favour. Jasper, get that moose on my balls.
Let's have a look at the betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets.
Leeds United are 2-1 on. Gabriel Jesus to brief first is evens. Luke Shaw to go all silly is 5-2. And at the 3:30 at Goodwood on Saturday, if any horse during that race becomes erect, all bets will be refunded. That's welcome news, as the going there will be firm. And that's your betting.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
David Healy is imminent, but first, Ian, the gluing has completed. Yeah. You're standing fully nude in the studio, but for your socks. Yeah. Jasper beaming with joy at a job well done. That is one impressive Watford moose, yeah. I have to say.
Great.
I have to say.
It feels sticky and I can't see it very well. Is it offensive?
Not in the slightest. No, great. If anything, it's the other way. It's proud. It's standing over the shaft with pride, much like, you know, when a lion brings in its kill. And I think that gives you a position of strength, Ian. And let's not forget, Jesse Lingard does this. So you're back to your best. Yeah. You're old school. You're nonsense, but you got a bit of flair to you now. Tell you what, let me take a picture of it so you can see for yourself.
Great idea.
You can see for yourself how good you look.
Yep, thank you.
Right, have a look at that, mate, of what's up that
wow.
to you.
That's astonishing. That, Jasper, you've transformed my genitals.
Fair play
There's
to
no
him.
Other way
Fair
of
play
it.
To the lad.
I am speechless. Not medically like you are, but Anthony, do you think Denise will like this?
I'll tell you what, mate, why don't you send that picture to her now and find out
great.
From the horse's
Good
mouth
idea.
The horse let the horse
yeah,
see the
she's
moose.
Not a horse.
No, just the saying.
We went to Lapland together on our honeymoon and we fed reindeer, and I think this will remind her of that. I'm texting her the picture. I'm going to write, remember Lapland.
Yeah, well, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm going to put a kiss on it and... I've sent it.
Wow, nice one. That is top, 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 top stuff. Let's get that Men's Smooth Trimmer auction for Pret-a-Manger. Text to bid at 75358. And we might even throw some of Ian's pubes in too.
There's plenty.
There's a couple on the floor there. Sandra, get a dustpan and brush.
Denise is typing. She's typing... She stopped typing.
Oh.
Oh, no, she's typing
again. Oh, there we go. Oh, come on, Denise. Put it through.
Question mark. She's texted a question.
Here we go.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. It's three question marks. I'm confused. Is that good?
I think that is good, actually, Ian. Yeah, it's better than flat out ignoring you. And if she doesn't turn up to Franca Manca tonight, I guarantee it won't be because you've just shown her a photo of your todger. It'll be more because she's remembering the terrible years she spent with you, and she'll have cold feet as a result of that.
Yeah, I love my moose, Anthony. I love it. And frankly, if Denise doesn't respect that, then maybe she doesn't deserve my love.
Mm.
Plus, actually, I know for a fact that Troy Deeney and Craig Cathcart dine at Franca Manca in Hemel Hempstead. If they're at the restaurant tonight, I'll just show it to them.
Yeah, well, that is a happy ending. That is a happy ending. Pop your pants back on, Ian. Have your say on 75358. Which Premier League footballer would you show your pubes to? Our chat with David Healy coming up. Now it's Angelina with the travel.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Things have taken a dramatic turn here in the studio.
Oh, no, I'm not enjoying it.
Ian has fallen to the floor and whilst prone, the big Alsatian has decided to do things.
Can you get off me?
In a highly enthusiastic fashion.
You want a biscuit?
Can we get the dog handlers in, please? Can you come in here as soon as you can?
No, I'm not enjoying it.
Your horn, all morn, Sports Horn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
and Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.